Aleishu Chelek Aleph, we're beginning Shar Sheini. Mevoya Shar is in Daf Samech Gimel. So this is the introduction to the entire section, this section of the Sefer. Says the author, Beyoim min hayamim, one day, acharit kufas histaglus belimut Torah, after some time of adjustment in learning. The Bachor Yeshiva has become adjusted to the Yeshiva life, and his learning, misgaberes hakmiya la'alois. One finds that one's yearning to grow itself grows. Leratzin berur la'avoid al atzmui. It crystallizes into a definite desire to work on oneself. Ma nichbad hayom, how profound is that day? Ulai zeu yom omdoy al da'atoi. Perhaps that's the meaning of that phrase. It comes up in Shas. Yom omdoy al da'atoi, when a person is omed on his own das, perhaps we normally translate it as he reaches intellectual maturity, but perhaps the deeper meaning is what we're saying over here. Asher boy adam kives asidoy haruchani. It's the day when a person determines his spiritual future. Perhaps it's a reference to this day when a person finally has a crystallized thought that he wishes to change, to improve. Says Gemara in Chulin Daf Zayin, Amru Olav al Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Miyamav lo yibitza al perusa sheinah sheloi. He never made a moitzi on bread that wasn't his. Umiyoim omdoy al da'atoi, from that day, omdoy al da'atoi, loy nehena misudas oviv. He never benefited from his father, he wasn't supported from his father anymore. The Gemara is talking in the context when he was invited by Rebbe to a meal. Yom omdoy al da'atoi, That day when the person reaches that clear, definite decision that he wants to change and he wants to improve, it's that moment that a person is motivated now to set certain parameters for himself, and to be Oved Hashem. To a large extent, it happens by certain parameters in one's conduct. Beyoim ze nitzeves ha-sheila bifnei adam. On that day, the question presents itself to the person, keitzad la'avoid, how to do so, uvame ligdor atzmoin, in what ways to define his avoida and his own conduct. Says the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tes, omar leibar heihei lehilel. Mai dichsiv, what is the meaning of this pasuk? It's a pasuk in Malachi, per gimel, ve'shavtem ur isem ben tzadik l'rasha, ben oved elokim la'asher loy avadoi. So Malachi tells us you'll be able to discern, to distinguish between a tzaddik and a rasha, between somebody who serves Elohim and somebody who does not. And he has a certain question. We won't go into the details. Hainu tzaddik, hainu eved Elohim, hainu rasha, hainu lo avadoi. There seems to be a breakdown in the symmetry in this verse. Omale, Hillel replied to him, avadoi velo avadoi tarvayu tzaddik yumoninu. Both of the people referred to, certainly in the latter part of the Pasuk, Oyved Elohim and the one who is not Avadoi, they're both referring to Tzadikim Gmurim. Nonetheless, Ela Eino Dome Shonei Pirkoi Me'a Pe'amim L'Shonei Pirkoi Me'a Pe'amim Ve'echad. There's a fundamental difference between somebody who is Shonei Pirkoi, he learns that particular chapter 100 times, and one who learns it 101 times. It's a fundamentally different gather. It causes one to transcend the category of loy avadoi and enter the category of avadoi. Omar le, so bar hei hei, said to Hillel, mishum chad zim nakari le velo avadoi? Just because of one time that he didn't do that, 101st time, he's called loy avadoi, he didn't serve Hashem. After all, he did review his learning 100 times. Omar le, Hillel said to him, tse ulmad mishuk shel chamarin. You can see an analogy to this from the market of the donkey drivers. Asara parse bezuza. You can hire a donkey to transport goods for a distance of 10 parseois for one zuz. Ve'achadasa parse bishne zuzim. Once the distance goes beyond 10 parseois to 11, the price doubles. There's no linear relationship over here. So Hillel was pointing out to him an analogy, of course, from the physical world, that when you rent a truck or a taxi, the rate is not linear. there's a step change at some point. Up to this point, a certain rate. Beyond that, the rate changes completely. There's a step change, a qualitative change. And Mimele, the Nimshal is the same. There's a qualitative change between learning 100 times and 101 times. So much so that one is called Veloy Avadoi in comparison to Vavadoi. Says the author, Hare Shegeder Avodahu. So in general, the definition of Avodahu, Hoysafa Be'ichus, adding in quality. This is a profound insight, I think, into this Gemara. Ein ha-Gemara noketes dugma shel shone me'adapim ve'echad. The Gemara does not, it means Hillel, does not use an example of somebody who learns 101 dapim, as opposed to learning 100 dapim. Shezoi sasahu yisafa b'chamus. That would have been a quantitative addition, to do it 101 times as opposed to 100. No, it doesn't do that. Ela b'shone ois inyan me'apamim ve'echad. To learn the same perek 101 times. Shehu she'ef lidya yoserbrua. This is a person who's aspiring to a clearer knowledge. Umoisif be'ichus idyas u'tereshlo. He's adding to the quality of his knowledge. Vezoisi avida. That defines avida. Alohi safa bechamus. When it comes to adding quantity, ne'ma b'mishnah shilhem elachoyz. The Mishnah at the end of Menachoy says, echad hamarbe v'echad hamema'et, ubilvad shichaven liboy lashamayim. Whether a person does more or little, it's acceptable as long as he's sincere. V'chamuvan, we have to add here. V'chamuvan shekol echad nosen kvi yecholtoy. Each one has to give according to his ability in terms of quantity. V'lo yipachoyz mize. That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov says over there. So when it comes to kamus, of course, it has to be according to your ability. And then echad hamarbe v'echad hamema'et. But when it comes to quality, that's the gedor of avodah. An indication of this. B'maasei ha-mitzvois. When you look at the actual performance of mitzvois, shavim kol hadereis v'chol ha-anashim. All generations and all people are equal. Ke-geonim v'tzadikim kifshuteam. Whether it's geonim and tzadikim or the masses, whether it's a 70-year-old or a 13-year-old, all the same. Kulam manichim oisam tfilin. They all use the same type of tfilin. Kulam lovshim asan tzitzios. The mitzvah is the same. Nivdalim ze mize be'echus ha-maseh. What distinguishes people is the quality of the action. Eichus hu habiru ve'hamaka belimud. Quality, when we say that, we mean greater clarity, greater depth in learning. Hakavana batfilad, greater concentration and intent in tefillah. Hapnimius be'ahava v'ira'ah, and deeper dimensions of ahava v'ira'ah. That's where you distinguish between the 70-year-old and the 13-year-old, the tzaddik and the simple person. They distinguish in quality. Says the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Hei, Hi Shetzivanu Le'ovdoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu instructed us Le'ovdoi, to serve Him. Rambam b'Sefer Mitzvos Mevarer Sham Ki Mitzvah Sa'avodah Hi Tefillah. The Rambam explains that the mitzvah of Avodah, Avodas Hashem, is Tefillah. He's, the Rambam is famous for taking that to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Haramban b'Hasagisav Sham Cholek Alav. The Rambam in his objections there, well, disagrees. Ki ledato ya tefillah bechol yom hi mitzvah derabanan. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah that we fulfill, the tefillos that we have on a daily basis, are midrabanan. U mitzvas avodas. According to the Ramban, when the Torah says leovdoi, the mitzvah of avodah mevaer shetiye kol avodasenu la'el yisale bechol levavenu. This is remarkable. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah d'oraisa of avodas Hashem is that all our avodah for Hashem should be with our entire heart, with the whole heart. Bechol levavenu, to invest our entire heart into the act. Kloima, that is to say, bechavana retzuya, with the correct intention, sheleima, a wholesome intention, lishmoy, for the sake of Hashem, be'inirur ra, without incorrect, inappropriate thoughts, loishenase mitzvois, b'li chavana, not to do them by rote, or ala safek ulayesh ben to'eles, to do them perhaps because there's a hidden or not so hidden benefit to us. Now that's remarkable. According to the Ramban, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa of le'ovdoi, that every mitzvah should be done with one's entire heart. So the author now elaborates on this point. V'inei ma shenifsak le'halacha, ki mitzvois tzrichois kavana. We pasken in Orech Chaim Siman Samech, that's mitzvois tzrichois kavana. What that's talking about is bechavana latzeis advarim amurim, meaning that a person has to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah at that point. When he's handing over the money to the Jewish taxi driver, he has to have intent to fulfill the Yomoy Titen Secharoi. Otherwise, it's just an act like any other act. So one has to have intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Uvadai, how is a mitzvah mibli lechaven be'inyana, v'shelo lishma. So a person does a mitzvah without thinking about the deeper concept, without really focusing on it, v'shelo lishma, yetzei deicho v'se. As long as he intends to do that mitzvah, is yetzei deicho v'se, okay, he's discharged his obligation. But that's a very basic minimum level. Besides that, there's what the Ramban says. Bechozis, yesh kan oid mitzvah acheres ul ovdoi. According to the Ramban, there's a further mitzvah ul ovdoi. U mitzvah zon eges bechol mitzvahs. As we said, that mitzvah, to pour your heart into it, that applies to all mitzvahs. So even though Siman Samech in Orchim tells us that as long as you intend to be yoitze, one's yoitze. But there's a distinct mitzvah of doi that requires that one pour one's entire heart into that mitzvah. That's remarkable, and I think very few people are aware of this. Hamekayem mitzvah bli toyar lev ubli machshava meula. A person who fulfills a mitzvah without purity of heart and without superb thoughts and intentions, yatzai yadei chovasei. He is yoitze, aval oyved einenu. He is not oyved Hashem, literally, because he hasn't done the mitzvah of doi. Oyved nikra raka mishtadelekem ha-mitzvois be'echus mushlemes. We can only say that a person is oyved Hashem if he attempts to fulfill mitzvois with perfect quality. That's the first point. Second point. Le'avoida zeis yeshan hakdamois. This avoida requires certain prerequisites, preparations. Ha'amaka ufnimius be'mitzvois. In order to go deeply and into deeper dimensions of mitzvahs, doyreshes midoyis tovois, it requires, first of all, good midoyis, vehisnagus bechoides, and a particular type of conduct. Koidem shenigashim la'avodah, before we approach the avodah, tzarechim lasim lev la'adam atzmo, we first have to pay attention to the person who's going to do this avodah, meaning ourselves. Now here quotes Rav Chaim Vital, and this is a very fundamental passage from Shaarei Kedusha, and it'll come up in the rest of the volume as well. The question that Rav Chaim Vital is addressing is why the Torah doesn't explicitly instruct us regarding midois, with very few exceptions here and there. It does mention something, but mostly it gives us mitzvois, and it doesn't seem to emphasize that there are certain midois which are negative and we should avoid, and certain mitzvois that are positive and we should acquire. It's not there, and this is really what this passage attempts to answer. Says Rav Chaim Vital, Hine inyan hamidois hen mutbois ba'adam uvanefesh ha-shvila. So that's the first insight. The midois are imprinted in the lower soul. Not the neshama, which hovers outside and is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the root is there. He's talking about the nefesh ha-shvila, the nefesh which is associated with the blood, it's the lower level of the soul. The midois are imprinted there somehow. That's the nefesh it contains. It's a seat for both the positive and negative midois a person possesses. V'hein kise v'yesoid v'shoyresh v'la nefesh ha'elyona ha-sichlis. That's really strong terminology. This nefesh and these midois are the seat, the foundation, the root to what we normally call the neshama, the supreme intellectual higher form of the soul. Asher bat liyos tayeg mitzvos ha-Torah. The mitzvos of the Torah are done, are associated with that higher neshama. But that higher neshama has its root in the lower nefesh. Lefichach ein ha-midois miklal ha-Tariag mitzvos. That's why the midois are not part of the Tariag mitzvos. They are more fundamental. They are the seat and the foundation of those things. So again, lefichach ein amidos miklal tered mitzvos. The midos are not part of the 630 mitzvos. The omnamen hachanois ikarios el tayag mitzvos. But there are essential preparations for the mitzvos, bekiyumam or bevitulam, both in fulfillment or in negation. Why? Yan ki ein koyach banefesh hasichlis. The higher soul does not have the power lekayem amitzvos el adet tayag ivari haguf, to fulfill mitzvahs through the limbs of the body, except by working through that lower form, that fundamental form of the soul, which is connected to the body. So if you stop there for a moment, we've used the analogy before of a factory where you have the robots that will do the actual work. They will do the welding, say, the welding work. And there's software somewhere in a computer that directs them. But the software is too ethereal to actually get the work done. Software, electrons running in a hard drive cannot produce a concrete, tangible weld in the car chassis. So what you have is in the middle what's called a PLC, a programmable logic controller. Some of the software interacts with it, and this is in the middle. It can take input from the software and can output something tangible like a hydraulic signal or something of that sort. That's our conceive of what he's saying over here. The nefesh ha-sichlis, that's ultimate soul, it can't drive the body. It's too abstract or too intangible to interact with the physical world directly. It cannot do the mitzvahs by itself. So what it needs is something in the middle, which is this nefesh ha-yesoidis, which is associated with the blood. It can interact with that, and that nefesh yesoidis in the middle can also interact with the body. That's what he's saying in this last sentence. Let's read it again. Yan ki ein koach ba nefesh ha-sichlis lekeima mitzvahs ledet ha-yel yevrei ha-guf. That nefesh ha-sichlis does not have the means to fulfill the mitzvahs through the limbs of the body. It's too detached from the body for that. It works through the mechanism of that lower soul, which is intermediary. It can interact with the nefesh, with the higher soul, and it can interact with the body itself. Now, that explains to you the idea of midos. Why the Torah doesn't specifically and explicitly speak about the midos? Because it has, Rav Chaim Vital said, they are more fundamental than the mitzvahs. He continues, ולפיכך עניין המידוי שרעויס קשים מן העבירוס עצמן מאוד. Having understood what he said above, it follows that midoy שרעויס are worse than actual עבירויס in the Torah, because they're more fundamental. ובזה תבין עניין מה שאמרו רזל, and thereby you will understand what חזל say, כל הקויעיס אויבד עבודה זרה ממש. Statements like that in Chazal. Chazal doesn't say quite that in Shabbos of Kuf Vav, I think it is Kuf Hei or Kuf Vav, they make a similar statement to this. Anyone who throws coins in his rage or whatever it is equivalent to Avodah Zarah. V'chen amu, and so to Chazal say, mi sheyesh bo gasus haruach ukechofer ba'ikar ve'ra'ui legodoi ke'ashira. This is a sugi in the beginning of Masechah Seita, around Daf Hei, that a person with arrogance is like a koifer, and it's appropriate to cut him down like an asherah. The Chayil Rabbah has numerous statements you find that Chazal make about negative midois, because they are more fundamental than the actual mitzvahs. Finally, v'nimtza, what emerges is ki yoser tzarich lizeher mi midois sarois, yoser min kiyum ha-mitzvahis ha-seh v'lois ha-seh. Says Rav Chaim Vital, one should be more concerned about midois sarois than the fulfillment of mitzvahs. When a person adopts midos tovos, it'll be easy then to fulfill all the mitzvahs. It's a truly remarkable passage. Says the author, Harei lefanenu shetach avodah miyuchad. We have over here a specific, unique area of avodah, hachinuch he'atzmi. Training oneself, changing oneself, developing good midos, avoiding negative midos. That's one of the hakdamois, as he said, to Avodas Hashem, which we defined above. Ad kan.